Agree with your adversaries. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Agree with your adversaries. Now, from the wrinkle of your eyes and the twinkle of your nose and the glare of your teeth, you think, Herb, didn't you just talk about that this morning? And yes, I did. And now I'm talking about it again. Now, today we had some officers on our property, some police officers and some sheriff's officers and some border patrol officers. We had all these people on our property doing their job of looking for aliens and other problems. And as they came on the property, at first it was thinking, my goodness sakes, this is open house for officers. And they all came marching in and did their thing. And we agreed with them rapidly. Just agreed with them, and they couldn't take offense. They couldn't say, well, why didn't you tell us this, why didn't you tell us that, because we told them everything. We told them whatever they asked and gave it to them. And the thing is, I was going to make the talk, there are no secrets, but we'll do that another time. The thing about what we're doing here is we have always wide open windows, we have wide open places. If the aliens walking by want to wave as they go by, that's okay. And if we don't see them, that's even better. Because they're walking over the land. Now, the Border Patrol is not being totally honest with us. The Border Patrol says they're after aliens. Well, you can be sure that the aliens would not be that great a boondoggle. They're after drug smugglers. And those are people we could readily applaud them for going after them, because that we don't need in our world at all. And they catch them. They catch them. They have dogs who sniff them out. They have Indians who are working for the Border Patrol who sniff them out. And they're very much aware of them. Now, at first they didn't tell us they're drug smugglers because they didn't want us to worry. Didn't want us to think that we were having these hardened criminals coming through our property. But finally they did tell us, because we're virtually on the border here just a mile away. And I said, so? I said, we surround our property with a pure white light of love, and we surround every person who comes on the property with our pure white light of love, and we surround all our buildings with a pure white light of love, and we're not protecting our buildings or protecting us or protecting anything. We're just surrounding them with pure white light of love, because that's what we are, is the pure white light of love. So, these people are not used to that. They're used to having their guns and their stun sticks and their clubs that they use and all that sort of stuff. And it sort of took them aback a little bit. But I've dealt with a lot of people in prison. I've dealt with a lot of people who have gotten out of prison and who are still in prison. And all of these people are beautiful people to a degree. But some of them didn't have a very good upbringing. They didn't have a very good parental home life or anything like that. And so I would talk to them in groups and discuss with them about being your own boss, being your own master, and that you never fight the system. You work harmoniously with it. And if you're not working harmoniously with the system, then the system's going to bite you. And I was telling them these things and teaching them these things over many years. And now I'm beginning to see the fruits of this effort that I put in there. And these people are coming out of prison and they're getting ready to do their lives. They still make little mistakes, like one fellow was on parole, and he was supposed to report to his parole officer at a specific time, and he wasn't supposed to go out of the area because he was on parole. But he ran off to another city to pick up a car, and his car broke down on the way back, and he didn't get back in time, and the parole officer knew it. And he called the parole officer, and the parole officer says, I'm sorry, you went out of the area. You were late coming back. That's two strikes against you. you know, you're going back in to serve your time more, you know. And so he went back in prison. He's now in for, what is it, about a year at least. And a good guy, but he didn't use his head. You see, he never learned to believe in himself. He never learned self-confidence. He never learned that the rules are to be followed, not to be gotten around, as most of us have been taught all of our life, that if you can get away with something, you're lucky, you're smart, you know. If you can drive down the road speeding and not get caught, you know, you're smart, you got away with something. Ha, 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 ha. You know, we all know about that, don't we? Yeah, Well, hey, that's just as serious as him coming back late from parole. Because the laws are just as true for a prisoner as they are for a non-prisoner. They're just as true for a convict as they are for a free person. The laws are for everyone to cooperate and go along with. They're not meant to be destructive or to take people's rights away from them. It's meant to protect other people's rights from having people who don't respect that to make sure that they do. Like, for instance, you have the right to own your property, not to have somebody come along and say, hey, I want your car and drive away with it. That doesn't go. That's not fair. That's not cricket. So these are things. I agree with your adversary quickly. This is one of the major things that I taught to these people over the years. Agree with your adversary quickly. Agree with the officer quickly. And he'll say, what? Oh, you changed your mind. Oh, you're going to go along with this. Oh, you're going to do this and that and the other thing. And so cooperation was the name of the word, name of the game. And beautiful things happen when you cooperate. Beautiful things happen when you take part in the game of life and do it well. So agree with your adversary quickly. And agree with your adversaries. Now, some of your adversaries may not be nice people, and they want to encourage you to follow a bad path. You say, sure, sure, sure. Then you go and do what you want to do. Because if you don't do what they want you to do, they're going to be on your back constantly trying to encourage you to do it. Now you say, but that's lying. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Do you have the backbone to stand up and say, no, thank you? Or do you have the backbone to not have them ask you in the first place? See? Do you have people say, well, why did this happen to me? You know, why did I break my leg? You know, I've been so spiritually illumined and so wonderful and all this other stuff. Well, hey, it only takes one moment of doubt and poof, you had it. One moment of not following the rules, of one moment of not being true to yourself and poof, you got it. So, yes, having these people on your back and trying to encourage you to walk a bad path, and for you to say, hey, that's fine, no problem, you know, and then go walk your own path. That's great. I don't say we should lie. I don't say we should do these things. I do say, agree with your adversary quickly, and then do whatever you want to do. Now, will you bring home some bacon? You said, sure. You know, you're agreeing with your adversary quickly. And so you go to town, you completely forget about the bacon. And I said, you didn't get the bacon. I said, I told you I'd get it, but I didn't say when, you know. You know? And that's true, isn't it? You had the right to say that. Now, the presumption was it was on this trip to town that you would get the bacon. But you didn't say that. And the presumption is very strong, but you didn't say it. Did you ever do anything bad in your life? And you say, me, moi, you know. And then I say, oh, you did a lot of bad things in your life, huh? Because if I say, did you ever do a bad thing in your life? You say, yeah, sure, I've done a couple of things I shouldn't have, you know. But the thing is, as soon as you say no, then you're putting yourself in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Agree with your adversary quickly. You might not even remember what you did wrong, if you ever did anything wrong. But just agree with him. And get him off your back. Get him out of your world. Oh, your dress is too short. Your lipstick is too bright. You're this. Well, what do you recommend? Don't ask me. Well, you're telling me, and I want to take your advice because you seem to know what you're talking about. Ah, bah, forget it. I was just pulling your leg. You see? And poof, it's off. And that's what you want. So I thought I'd get those few little cracks out. All right. I love you. And I know that you're going to agree with your adversary quickly, and I know that you're going to have a happy, harmonious, stable life.
Thank you.
Thank you.